Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Michael Keegan, and our guest today is David McClure, Associate Administrator, Office of Citizen Services and Communications at the U.S. General Services Administration. Also joining our conversation from IBM is Ken Beecher.
David, please share with us efforts to create awareness campaigns to better educate government employees about the importance of open government and the opportunities and challenges of using social media.
Well, I think it's being done different ways. We chatted earlier about Web Managers University. There's a lot of seminars and training that's done through Web Managers University that we are expanding out the offerings in that space to be very new media, social media oriented. I think I can't tell you with absolute clarity around the numbers, but Sheila Campbell, who runs the Web Managers University, has expanded the curriculum already to be very much focused on this collaboration, participation, and new media space. So we've added classes, we've added seminars, we actually have added events where we're bringing in speakers, both public sector and private sector, to talk about the opportunities and what you can do with social media tools and the challenges that are there as well. I think the other vehicle is the Open Government Working Group. There is a working group that's been created across the entire federal government, two levels actually, one executive level and one working group level. Those folks meet pretty regularly, and one of the objectives of that working group is to share best practices, what's being learned, just, you know, an open dialogue about things. And that's a good vehicle for actually spreading and educating widely.
Dave, I'd like to transition to the future now. Could you give us a sense of the major opportunities and some of the challenges you envision your office encountering in the next couple of years? And given your perspective, what emerging technologies hold the most promise for enhancing your efforts going forward?
Well, you know, I think we'll be challenged in this velocity game of trying to just continue to deliver effective solutions on a government-wide basis. So we're working on some very interesting projects right now. One is called FedSpace, in which we're trying to create a collaboration platform across the entire federal government. So rather than creating a collaboration space just within NASA or USDA or Interior, we want to create a platform that allows government employees to communicate with each other across the entire government. I think it's game-changing because it just opens up ideas, thinking, communities of practice, just a completely different way of operating. I oftentimes cannot reach somebody now because I don't know their email address, I've lost their phone number, or they've moved and it's changed. If we have an online collaboration tool, we can connect people in government instantaneously, permanently, and create value propositions around those relationships in ways that I don't even know if we can truly appreciate that completely right now. Create a wiki space, create blogs, create some lightweight workflow so that I could actually organize something online, get some work done, and get value out of it without tremendous amount of effort being put into it. So I think those are real challenges for us, are some of these new initiatives. We're also working on a citizen services dashboard. We're trying to take what would be meaningful performance data of government to a citizen, not to confuse it with program evaluation measures, but if I'm a citizen, what is it that would tell me that government's actually being effective? So we're trying to take operational measures of government. How long does it take to get a tax return? How long does it take for me to get a Social Security disability claim resolved? How long do I have to stand in line at an airport in order to clear security? What's the average wait time, and is it going up, is it going down, and what's being done about it? So we want to move some of this transparency into the performance arena, but translate it into things that the average person would find some utility in. And I think that's going to be key for us in terms of challenges. One of the biggest technology challenges going forward is analytics. I think we have actually moved into, finally, we're moving into the age of information management. We've created or are creating more of a tsunami of information and data. We've got to be able to sift and sort and analyze and get value out of this information because it's a gold mine. So I think the analytical space is going to be the space where CIOs and IT departments are going to be asked to step up and figure out a little bit more coherently knowledge management, business intelligence, proactive problem solving that's ahead of the curve rather than behind the curve, moving from compliance and reporting to active use of information to really do jobs in a good way. That's going to be a real challenge for us going forward technology-wise.
As you reflect on your career in public service, what advice would you give those considering possibly pursuing a career in public service?
I believe, and I guess the reason why I'm back is I'm a big proponent of public service and career in government. I think if you look at the government, we oftentimes focus on the difficulty of getting a government job and the bureaucracy of government, and we focus on the sort of the ho-hum negative aspects of it. The government creates an enormous opportunity pool of challenges for employees. So if I were somebody coming out of school and I could go to work at someplace like NASA, working on the next deep space strategies, if I could go to work at NIH looking at the most recent and most game-changing medical research technology, if I could go to work making sure the national parks of this country were up to speed and preserved. There's so many meaningful things that government does. If I come in, I can actually provide a real challenge for an employee to deliver a very complicated and sometimes very difficult program implementation, but it's unique. You won't be able to find those kinds of experiences anywhere else. And I think it provides, actually, having been in the private sector, my time in the public sector gave me skills that allows me to compete with anyone on the commercial side. I mean, it's the same skill sets of knowing how to problem solve, get things done, organize people, lead efforts. We have those opportunities out the kazoo in government. We just need to step up our imaging and branding and the opportunities that government presents to people that actually want to have challenging jobs. We have a lot of them.
That's wonderful advice. Thanks for joining us today.
But absolutely.
More importantly, Ken and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
Thank you so much. My pleasure being here.
Great. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with David McClure, Associate Administrator of the Office of Citizen Services and Communications at the U.S. General Services Administration. My co-host from IBM has been Ken Beecher. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.